Punctual, very punctual. Jennings admired punctuality.
You may show him in,
he said, putting the calendar away. A moment later, the visitor entered. Jennings rose to greet him, then froze in surprise. The man looked as if he were at death's door, gaunt, unsmiling, pale as a waxwork dummy. Dressed in a suit of unrelieved black, he reminded Jennings of nothing so much as the Grim Reaper. All that was missing was the scythe. He had begun to put out his hand for a shake, but quickly diverted it into a wave toward the row of chairs before his desk.
Please have a seat.
Jennings watched as the man stepped forward and slowly, painfully sat down. Pendergast, Pendergast. The name rang a bell. He wasn't sure why. He leaned forward, putting his elbows on the desk and crossing his capacious forearms.
Pleasant day, he observed.
The man named Pendergast did not directly acknowledge this pleasantry.
Well, he cleared his throat. Now, just what can I do for you, Mr. Pendergast?
In reply, Pendergast plucked a small leather wallet from his suit jacket, opened it, and placed it on the desk. Jennings peered at it.
FBI, is this a official business of some sort?
No. The voice was faint, yet melodious, with mellow accents of New Orleans gentry. It is a personal matter. And yet the FBI shield lay there on the desk like some charm or totem.
I see.
Jennings waited. I'm here about an exhumation.
I see, Jennings repeated. Is this in reference to an exhumation that has already been completed, or a request in process?
A new exhumation order. Jennings removed his elbows from the desk, sat back, took off his glasses, and began to polish them with the fat end of his polyester tie.
Just who is it you would like exhumed?
My wife, Helen Esterhazy Pendergast. The polishing stopped for a moment, then it resumed at a slower pace.
And you say this is not a question of a court order? A police request to determine cause of death?
Pendergast shook his head. As I said, it's personal. Jennings raised a hand to his mouth and coughed politely.
You must understand, Mr. Pendergast, that these things have to be done through proper channels. There are rules in place, and they have been enacted with good reason. Exhumation of interred remains is not an act to be taken lightly.
When Pendergast said nothing, Jennings, encouraged by the sound of his own voice, went on.
If we are not dealing with a court order or some other officially sanctioned request, such as a forensic autopsy due to suspicions about cause of death, there is really only one circumstance under which an application for exhumation can be approved.
If the family of the deceased wishes to move the remains to another burial spot, Pendergast finished.
Well, yes, that is it, precisely, Jennings said.
The interjection had caught him off guard, and he struggled for a moment to find his rhythm again.
Is that the case?
It is.
Well, then I think we can get the application process started.
He turned to a filing cabinet that stood beside the bookcase, opened a drawer, pulled out a form, and placed it on his desk blotter. He examined it for a moment.
You realize there are certain, prerequisites? For example, we would need a copy of the death certificate of your late wife.
Reaching into his jacket again, Pendergast produced a folded piece of paper, unfolded it, and placed it on the desk beside his shield. Leaning forward, Jennings examined it.
Ah, very good. But what is this? I see the originating cemetery is St. Savin. That's clear on the other side of the parish. I'm afraid you'll have to take this request over to the West Parish office.
He found the silvery eyes staring into his. You also have jurisdiction, technically speaking.
Yes, but as a matter of protocol, St. Savin is handled only through the West Parish branch.
I picked you, Mr. Jennings, for a very particular reason. Only you can do this for me, no one else.
I'm flattered, I'm sure.
Jennings felt a flush of pleasure at the declaration of confidence.
I suppose we could make an exception. Moving on, then, to the matter of the application fee.
Once again the pale, slender hand disappeared into the suit jacket. Once again it reappeared, this time with a check, dated and signed, made out in the correct amount.
Well, well, Jennings said, looking at it. And then there is the form of consent, naturally, from the management of the cemetery where the remains are currently interred.
Another form was produced and laid on the desk.
And the form of consent from the cemetery to which the body is being transferred.
Still another form was placed slowly and deliberately on the polished wood. Jennings stared at the row of papers in front of him.
Well, aren't we organized today?
He attempted a smile, but was discouraged by the grim look on the man's face.
I believe that is everything we need. Oh, except the form from the transport company in charge of moving the remains from the old burial site to the new.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Jennings. Jennings blinked in surprise at the apparition on the far side of his desk.
I don't quite understand.
If you take a closer look at the two forms of consent, I think all will become clear. Jennings put his glasses back on his nose and peered at the two documents for a moment. Then he looked up quickly.
But these cemeteries are one and the same.
That is correct. So, as you can see, there will be no need for transportation. Cemetery management will be in charge of transferring the body.
Is there something wrong with the current burial spot of the deceased?
The current spot is fine. I chose it myself.
Wait, is it a question of new construction? Must the body be moved because of changes being done at the cemetery?
I selected St. Savin's Cemetery specifically because nothing will ever change there, and no new families are being accepted for burial. Jennings leaned forward slightly.
Then may I ask, why are you moving the body?
Because, Mr. Jennings, moving the body is the only way I can get temporary access to it. Jennings licked his lips.
Access?
A medical examiner will be standing by, fully licensed and accredited by the state of Louisiana, during the exhumation. An examination of the remains will be performed in a mobile forensic lab parked on cemetery grounds. Then the body will be reburied in a grave directly adjoining the one in which it had previously lain.